This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. And a good tavach. As we learn the Mishnah Yaimis, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes, sponsored by the Fisher family, Leah Nishmas Basi Bas Robert, Shlomo Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem Fel Yom Yishmen Chai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileya, and for the Schus of Avram and Yom Ben Yishmen Malki Yehudis, we learn for your Klugman and family, we learn Lefu Shalem for Yishmen Ben Esther Fadl, Yitzman Tzim Ben Dusha, Rift Bashir Yileya, Chava Bashash Abina, they should have a Refu Shalem Bismeh Ben Chai Sar, should have a Refu Shalem Bisei Shachar Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, Haturmel. Haturmel, we had already, is like a pouch, the shepherd's pouch. Shenifchasa, if it broke, it split. Kiz shebesaychay tameh, if it has a pocket attached to the inside, that independent pocket could still be used. It can become tummy independently, but it's not considered attached to the pouch. In other words, if it becomes tummy, the pouch doesn't become tummy. Hachemis shebeim shalom mikablus ima. This is interesting. This is a leather skin that has side pockets that's when the skin becomes full, it flows over into these pockets. So it's part of the skin. So it accepts the wine from the skin. It's an overflow pocket. So if there's overflow wine, it goes into this pocket. So if this pocket gets a hole, then the whole skin is no good because the wine will flow out through that hole to hiris. She'ena mekablus kedarkan, because it doesn't accept wine normally. It could accept if you do it on a tilt or something, but therefore since it's all one piece and it's going to leak out through those side overflow pockets and they have a hole, then the whole thing is broken and it's not mekabel tumah. Teva shepischa mitzida, a box that the door is on its side. So you could open it from its side, but on the top you could sit. Tmei medris, therefore it's tame, it's susceptible to tumas medris if a zav or a zav or a nida sits on it. Or tmei mace, and it's also susceptible to tumas mace because it's a container. When it's not high 10 tefachim, if it's high 10 tefachim, people won't sit on it. So then it's not mekabel tumas medris. Or if it doesn't have a rim on top of a tefach, but it's a rim on top of a tefach, it's uncomfortable to sit on it. If it breaks on top, that's okay. You could still use it as a container. Tmei tmei meis. If it breaks from the bottom, so the Gemara says, Rameya Metame, Rameya holds its Tame, why? Because he says that you could still use it as a seat. And since you could still use it as a seat, it's, it can become Tame Medris. It can't get corpse contamination, it can't hold anything, but it could become Tame Medris. The Chacham say, since the main purpose of this is a container, if its main purpose is lost, so therefore it's not even mekabel tumas medris. Mipnei shebatal ha'ikar, this is a big klal. Mipnei shebatal ha'ikar, but la tfeil. Since it can't be mekabel tumas meis as a container, and that was its primary purpose, even though somebody could sit on it, once it doesn't have its primary purpose, it's considered a broken keli, and it's not susceptible even to tumas medris. Okay, as we ready ourselves for the new week. Thank you for joining us, and have a good Tevach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.